This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is an emergency message to Anonymous, to the white hat hacker community, to hacktivism, and to those who have ties with Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, to anyone who believes in truth and liberty and free speech. My website, naturalnews.com, has been subjected to the internet's most outrageous example of deliberate censorship. Through a human decision, Google delisted the entire domain, naturalnews.com, plus its subdomains and all of its content, over 140,000 article pages, articles that cover everything from corruption in government. I was opposed to Bush administration corruption, Obama corruption, the Clinton Foundation corruption. We supported Trump as a disruptor to go into Washington and rip that system apart, which he's doing, by the way, but that's beside the point. We have exposed corruption in the cancer industry, corruption and fraud and criminality in the pharmaceutical industry, the massive bribery of doctors, the quack science corruption of the vaccine industry, which still claims that mercury is safe to inject into children while African-American babies are getting autism in record numbers, the young males are, and the CDC covered up that science. We covered the whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, who went public with all that information. We are one of the many voices of truth and real science. I actually run a laboratory. It's called CWC Labs. It is internationally accredited. We conduct cutting-edge science in the interests of the public good. We don't take money from governments. We don't take money from universities or academia. We don't take money from any globalist corporations. We're supported by small businesses and supported by our own online store that sells superfoods and nutritional supplements that are all laboratory tested, by the way. But we are one of the many voices of truth and freedom. And while much of our content is, of course, controversial to the status quo, because we are challenging the status quo, we are pointing out the corruption and the crimes, we operate from a position of always working to tell the truth, to expose fraud and corruption, and to help move society forward through a revolution of freedom of information. We denounce these censorship efforts by Google. And we have been told, now Google is telling us that we violated their so-called webmaster guidelines. They're now citing an obscure rule that they say was on some pages on a subdomain of Natural News. And we have now identified that out of the 140,000 plus pages across our domain, this obscure rule that Google has cited as a violation was found on only 13 pages that were posted in 2014 or earlier. So these are pages that are 3 years old and only under the subdomain blogs.naturalnews.com. They were actually posted by a blogger that was in violation of our guidelines. So it's not something that we posted in-house. But yet Google, in citing that, did these three heinous things. They banned the entire domain, the entire naturalnews.com domain. They did it without warning. It was done by a human decision. And for days, they refused to tell us which URLs were responsible for that ban. This is nothing less than a modern-day lynching, to quote Justice Clarence Thomas. This is a modern-day book burning. This is fascism at its worst. This is Google making a human decision to censor a website by citing an obscure technical justification as a reason to engage in widespread censorship, massive censorship, so that we would no longer appear in any search results and we could not participate in any public debates on these important issues of our time. Everything from toxic glyphosate herbicide in the environment to colony collapse disorders and the destruction of honeybee pollinators, to mercury in vaccines given to pregnant women, issue after issue after issue. We have been the voice that opposes the status quo. We have been the voice of reason that stands up and says, hey, wait a second, wait a second, you people, you establishment people, you're lying. We're going to expose your lies. We're going to protect the children from mercury. We're going to protect pregnant women from mercury. We're going to protect the food supply from your toxic cancer-causing herbicides that the GMO companies use, glyphosate being the most notorious. We are the ones who go out and say, yeah, atrazine causes hormone disruption. This is why so many women are getting breast cancer, and this is why so many men even are getting hormone-sensitive cancers, and sometimes gender-bending effects from chemicals as well. That's all in the scientific literature. We're the ones going out there and standing on the front lines and having that voice to say these very, very important things that question the status quo. And this is why we are being singled out by Google. Notably, Google would never have used the same logic to eliminate the entire Huffington Post website or the entire Reddit website, for example. I know many of you are fans of Reddit. If somebody posts something crazy on Reddit that might violate some Google webmaster guideline, does Google rip out the entire Reddit website? Of course not. They would never do that. They would never rip out Gizmodo or you know, any other major website that has bloggers. And many sites have bloggers. New York Times has bloggers. Scientific American has bloggers. Google would never even think of turning off those sites because of the actions of a rogue blogger from 3 years ago on barely over a dozen pages. They selectively apply that logic to natural news because they want to silence us. And this was all being done as part of a deliberate campaign. And I want to also be on the record about what preceded this. If you think this sounds like a conspiracy theory, it's an actual conspiracy. You know they're true. If you're part of the community of those who are informed, you know that there are legitimate, real conspiracies. That's what runs much of the world, the things that people do behind closed doors. So almost a week before this happened, I guess 4 or 5 days before this happened, I was threatened. I received a threat, and I went public with this, so it's on the record. You can look at the Wayback Machine, and you can see this on the record at Natural News. I was threatened to take out Alex Jones. And the reason they threatened me is because I used to substitute host for Jones on his show back in 2013. I think for about 1 to 2 years, I was a substitute host. So when Alex was going to travel, he would call me, and I would come in and host the show, InfoWars. I stopped that in 2013 and did my own thing instead. But back then, I was a substitute host for his radio show. And so I was threatened and told that if I did not go public and publicly destroy Alex Jones and take down InfoWars, that I would be destroyed. And again, I went public with this like the next day because I refused to take part in it. Whatever deep state elements were targeting me, I was not going to let them succeed. I'm not going to, you know, come on. I'm not going to play ball with nefarious, sinister, evil operators like that. I'm not going to just stab Alex Jones in the back, even though, you know, he and I don't work together anymore. I'm not going to run around and just stab somebody in the back just in the hopes that they'll leave me alone. Forget that. That's bullshit. So I said no, and I publicly said no. And wouldn't you know it, 4 days later, well, actually, 3 days later, InfoWars had their revenues cut off because the ad roll company announced that they were cutting them off. It cost InfoWars about $3 million a year, which was what they used to run their operation. Now, you may agree or disagree with Alex Jones and InfoWars, and that's okay. I don't agree with everything he says either. And then he doesn't agree with everything that I say. That's beside the point. That what Adroll did was cut him off without warning. Just boom, $3 million out of your budget, gone. And Alex had just expanded. He had just hired a bunch of new people. So, you know, think about the revenue emergency that creates. Then the next day, the very next day, Google cuts me off. I mean, rips the entire naturalnews.com website out of their index, just rips it out without warning. And again, they would not even tell us what URLs that they were concerned with that they claimed to justify it. And then we find out later it was stuff that was posted by a blogger back in 2013 and 2014 under a subdomain. The blog's subdomain of Natural News, which is obviously Blogger. That's what it's called, blogs.naturalnews.com. This was a deep state decision. There's no question in my mind that Google was ordered to shut us off and just find some reason to do so. Find a reason. You know, it's sort of like a dirty cop pulls you over, says, "Oh, you got a broken taillight there, buddy." And you say, "Well, no, I don't. My taillights are just fine." Cop says, "Well, now you do." And he smashes your taillight out, right? This is the kind of bullshit that Google is pulling on, against me and Natural News. And more importantly, when they yank Natural News out, what they did is they moved up all the critics of Natural News into those spots that Natural News would normally have held. And so these critics include total psychopaths and sociopaths, including one guy that I actually reported to the FBI because he's such a danger to society. I listed out all the potential crimes and collusion that he was engaged in. He runs science blogs now, and he's an insane critic of me and Natural News. He's a big-time vaccine pusher and chemotherapy pusher and all that. Dangerous, mentally ill individual. Another one is John Entine from the Genetic Literacy Project. Well, this guy I exposed also as a journalist. I found his divorce records, and I went public with them and showed him to be a wife beater, violently assaulted his wife in front of their own daughter, and went public with that. Forbes.com fired him. He's with the American Enterprise Institute, and he's been waging a continued war against me. So these kinds of critics, most of whom I have exposed, are now getting all the top rankings for Natural News searches. So what Google has done is not only eliminated my ability to speak for myself and stand up for myself and defend myself against these critics, Google has turned those searches into bullying searches so that critics can attack me. So Google, in doing this, remember that this was all done by a human decision, and it means that they can do it to anyone. I'm just perhaps the most obvious and the most outrageous example of how Google is censoring a voice that they decide they don't like. They don't like me. I mean, Google supported Hillary Clinton. I supported Donald Trump. You know, I mean, out of the two choices, right? Out of the two choices that we had, I knew the history of Clinton. I knew the history of corruption, the international bribery, all the dead people that used to have dirt on the Clintons. I know that whole history. There's no way I could support Clinton. Not a chance. But Google did. And now they're silencing a voice that they don't like because of a human decision. So why am I reaching out to all of you, anonymous hacktivists, members of the encryption community, members of the truth, the electronic freedom movement, you know, even the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF members, and so on. Why am I reaching out to you? I'm reaching out to you to tell you, to share with you, not to dictate to you, but to share with you that the purge has begun. The purge against free speech has begun. And I am going to stand up for not just my right to engage in free speech, but I'm also going to stand up for your right to engage in free speech. I'm going to launch a public initiative soon to empower more voices with more free speech on all of these important issues of our time, to expose corruption at every level. Because, look, the more they try to silence me, the more it just pisses me off and makes me want to go public with more truth. Our world is run by incredibly corrupt criminals at every level, in every industry, in every large corporation. It is a corrupt system that has very effectively enslaved humanity, poisoned humanity with pharmaceuticals, and profited from that poisoning of humanity. And there's also the mass poisoning of your mind through the mainstream media. I can't even call them mainstream anymore. Let's call them the fake stream media. Fake news, CNN. fake news New York Times, fake news Washington Post, MSNBC. We can go on down the line. They're poisoning your mind. They're poisoning your body with prescription medications that, frankly, most people don't need. Most chronic diseases can be prevented with very simple nutrition, nutritional therapies that I've written extensively about on Natural News. This is part of what Google has removed from its search results. Most diseases can even be reversed. Even most types of cancer can be reversed. Not all, not in every case, but in many, many cases, it can be reversed. And we have, through Natural News and some of our reporters, we have literally conducted probably by now over 500 interviews with pioneering doctors, many of whom have been censored, many of whom have been run out of the country. We have supported hundreds of doctors and researchers and scientists who have shared information about humanity, how humanity can be free from the scourge of chemical medicine. Now, there is a place for pharmaceuticals in emergency medicine, but that's, I'm not going to get into that discussion right here, right now. The point is that the answers for humanity already exist. The answers for complete energy independence and moving off the oil economy already exist. I've talked to some of the scientists involved in it. We already have the answers. We already know how to prevent cancer, but it's being censored. We already know how to increase human innovation and how to educate people to be more creative and to explore a greater advancement of human knowledge, but that is being suppressed. Our public schools are being turned into indoctrination centers. They're just prisons for your mind. They're prison camps for your mind. Instead of teaching people how to be creative and how to expand human knowledge and human innovation, Google is now suppressing human knowledge. Academia, in many ways, is suppressing human knowledge. I see it all the time because of my work in the sciences. When I go out and say, and I test vaccines and I show, oh my God, this vaccine has 50,000 parts per billion mercury in it, that is suppressed everywhere. The entire fake stream media suppresses that news because they don't want to know real science. They don't want to hear about human innovation. Look, I've invented a device that can be printed on a 3D printer. This device removes over 90% of the arsenic from water in wells. Arsenic kills, I don't know, 300,000 or 400,000 people a year in third world developing countries. I am willing to release this invention for free. It can be printed on any 3D printer. I've got the 3D files right now. You print it out and then you fill it with a certain substance that's readily available and dirt cheap, and it filters out the arsenic. I've already tested it in my lab. I have not released this yet because I know that it will be attacked and suppressed. I am willing to release it if someone will take it seriously. It's already done. The invention is done. And I've got patents. I've got a patent on an invention that eliminates radionuclides from drinking water and from food. So if there's a nuclear catastrophe, I have a patent. It's called Cesium Eliminator that removes cesium-137 from food and water. That patent was granted months ago by the U.S. Patent Office. And yet, there's nobody's interested in it. There's no coverage. Nobody wants it in the media. Why? Because the entire system as it exists today, the status quo, is all about suppressing human knowledge. It is about enslaving people. It's not about helping solve problems. I've got solutions. And many other independent scientists and independent writers have solutions, big-time solutions. Like, I can solve the problem with arsenic in wells, well water, in third world developing nations. But if I were to release it, it would be attacked immediately. Why? Because they don't like my opinion on removing mercury from vaccines. You see, it's all political. It's all anti-humanist. It's all focused. The entire system now is focused on depopulation, on hurting people, on destroying lives, on enslaving people, profiting from their suffering, exploiting disease for corporate power. And damn it, that's not the world that you and I signed up to live in, is it? You and I, we believe in freedom. We believe in freedom of information. We believe in transparency. We believe in helping save fellow human beings, regardless of their skin color or their sexual orientation or their religion or anything else. We believe in universal human freedom. And that's why we're a threat to the system. Universal human freedom, unleashing knowledge, moving humanity forward, preventing poisoning, these are now concepts that are the enemies of the status quo. Think about that for a minute. These concepts are this is what the status quo wants to stop. They don't want you to be saved from mercury or protected from arsenic. They don't want you to understand how you can prevent cancer so that you don't become a high-profit cancer patient to the cancer clinics and the cancer industry. They don't want you to know that you have the power to overthrow the corrupt system that dominates our world. They don't want the sheeple to ever realize that if they simply coordinate and take action together, they can achieve a real revolution for liberty, freedom, innovation, problem solving, and true freedom in our world. This is what the status quo is desperately trying to prevent. And Google's right there at the top of that. Censoring sites like mine, and perhaps censoring your site next. In essence, Google has declared war on truth. In essence, the deep state has declared war on any person who is an advocate of truth. What they're waging now is a character assassination campaign against me personally and against other speakers of truth who dare to seek to empower humanity with knowledge. Knowledge is a dangerous thing in the eyes of the dark lords who rule over the planet today. And that's exactly why we have to overthrow those dark lords. This is exactly why we have to push forward with the revolution for humanity. This is exactly why we cannot be silent. We must refuse to be intimidated. We must take every action that we can to empower and uplift others, to share empowering information, to even share inventions that can help people become more independent, more self-reliant, and need less from the government system that has enslaved them. This is a cry for universal liberty, universal human knowledge, the knowledge that the system is trying to suppress at every turn. And so I just ask you to be the incredible spiritual being that you were born to be. Speak the truth, defend the truth, take every action that you can to defend others who speak the truth, such as Natural News and myself and many, many others out there who are part of the independent media. We are the front lines defending humanity against its destruction and poisoning and enslavement and exploitation by the status quo, the corrupt systems that now dominate our economies and dominate our politics and dominate our power structures in society. And it's time for this to end. We must find a path out of the dark ages of modern human civilization. We're living in a matrix where every idea is controlled by the media, every thought is controlled, every piece of language is controlled by the politically correct language monitors. And it is time to say bullshit, to call bullshit on all of that and say, we, the people, are a free people no matter where we live in the world, no matter what our races, no matter what our sexual orientations, no matter if we're gardeners or teachers or police officers or protesters, we deserve to be a free people. And we will not stand by and be silenced and intimidated and oppressed by the rulers who want to enslave and exploit humanity for their own profit. That's my message to everyone who can listen. And look, none of this is scripted. This, hopefully you can tell, there's no teleprompter, I'm not reading off a piece of paper. This is just me speaking to you as a fellow human being, a fellow conscious human being who desperately wants to live in a world where freedom and liberty are respected. where we are not enslaved by the system and suppressed by the ministry of truth and treated to this Orwellian kind of censorship by Google and Facebook, which is another massively evil organization, or even Twitter for that matter. All of these controllers and internet gatekeepers, they have to be brought down. They have to be dismantled. Maybe that can happen through regulatory action. I'm going to push for that angle, try to get some messages to the Trump administration. We need to get the FTC to look at that. But really, the answer is not going to be found in just more government. The real answer is going to be found in humanity, in each individual person standing up and refusing to be suppressed and refusing to be brainwashed into an obedient consumer and a conformist, a language conformist, refusing to be part of that system of shame that dares to shame every person who might think for themselves. You've all experienced that. If you're part of the hacktivism community, you know that you've been shamed for having ideas that did not conform to the status quo, right? None of us were part of the popular crowd in high school or wherever, middle school, whatever. We were individual thinkers. We thought for ourselves. School bored the crap out of us, all of us. That's why we were writing code in school. That's why we were doing things with our minds that the other students couldn't even fathom. Why? Because there is an inherent desire for individual liberty and freedom of expression. That's part of what makes you truly divine, by the way, truly a conscious being. You are not just a biological bag of molecules. I'm telling you, there's something more to it. There's a non-physical part of your mind that's screaming out for fundamental freedom, freedom of expression. You have in your heart a desire to help humanity, a desire to help your fellow colleagues and family members and friends. You have a desire to move this world forward. And yet everybody has been so manipulated and indoctrinated by the system that many have been confused into thinking that the answer is going to be just bigger government, bigger government. The answer is not going to be found in bigger government or more fiat currency printing by the Federal Reserve or more control over your language so that no one is offended by your so-called hate speech because you said something that wasn't obedient to the current demands of the status quo. That is not the pathway to freedom. These are fundamental ideas of human liberty and divinity. These are fundamental rights. You have an inherent right to think for yourself. You have an inherent right to speak what you think. You have an inherent right to ask questions of a system that is steeped in corruption and criminality and oppression. And that system, by the way, that system has been, it has become more and more and more powerful with each passing year, especially after 9/11 incident, and George Bush was president, and he passed the Patriot Act, and he unleashed the massive surveillance state. And that surveillance state is now a threat to all of humanity. None of us are safe when we live in a world that is dominated by the deep state, where Google can cut off your speech in an instant. They can wipe out a decade of what you wrote, what you said, in an instant. The deep state can target you, or the deep state can threaten you that you have to destroy others or they will destroy you. That's what I have experienced firsthand. This is the world that I have had to face. And so I ask that you simply recognize the power that you have for real revolution. Recognize the potential that you have. Do not be intimidated. Do not be limited. Do not be pulled down by threats of the status quo. Express your true potential. Help move humanity forward. Help us bring down those old systems of corruption and censorship that are destroying human knowledge and suppressing human knowledge. Work together with all of us as part of the freedom community to bring about a real revolution where we expose all of the corruption in government and all of the pedophiles in government, by the way, that's all part of it as well, and all of the warmongering in government, the false flags, everything. Expose it all, and let's restart society with a basis in fundamental freedom and transparency and truth. That's it. Can we get there? I don't know. I mean, the status quo is very powerful and is going to resist this at every step, and they're going to punish and target and even destroy individuals who dare follow these ideas, because ideas are dangerous to the status quo. Conformity is their demand. If you conform, if you're an obedient sheeple, that's when you're going to be safe in this society. But if you dare demand truth or honesty or transparency, oh my God, you are a dangerous person. So keep your VPNs running. Make sure that you are taking every precaution necessary to protect your identities. But continue to do work for humanity. Everything is at stake. And I may be on the front lines with my identity and my name, but not everybody has to be. It is a very dangerous position that I'm in right now. And there are reasons. There are reasons why I have carried a gun for many, many years. I'm carrying one right now. There are reasons why I have to take certain steps. I hope that you never have to live as I have been forced to live. I hope that you never find yourself targeted by the deep state as I have been targeted. I hope that you don't grow up in the world that I found myself in, a world run by tyrants and run by corruption and run by dark forces, truly dark, sinister forces that will do anything to shore up their own power and protect their agenda. They will run false flags. They will kill people. They will destroy lives. They will silence the side of the debate that they don't want anyone to hear. They will do anything. They will fabricate fake science. They will corrupt and bribe regulators at the FDA and the USDA and the EPA, no matter what it takes. These evil, sinister forces dominate our society today. They dominate the media. They run CNN, everybody from Anderson Cooper to George Stephanopoulos and all the people behind the scenes. They are pure evil. And I hope that they are part of an era that we can close the chapter on in terms of human history so that we can finally move forward with real progress, not so-called progressivism, which is just a label for big government, but I'm talking about real human progress, real liberty, real freedom. Real freedom to speak. That's what I stand for. So I thank you for your support. And please help share everything that you find on naturalnews.com. We are going to keep putting out truthful, honest articles every day. Even if we are censored by everyone, people can still type in our URL, go to our website, share that with others. Even if Facebook censors us, even if Twitter censors us, even if everybody censors us, we're going to still keep publishing the truth, because for some reason, I have faith that we will still see this through and that we will be victorious. And I can't explain why. I don't know. It's a message. It's a feeling. It's intuition. I don't know where it comes from. I just have faith that they won't keep us down forever. They won't enslave humanity forever. That we can be free. Let's work together to get there. Thank you for listening. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.